Maseches Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, 4:3. Now we talk about people who perhaps are trying to game the system, to try to get an unfair advantage. And we are going to put a stop to that. Natal Miktsas Peah, if a person took part of his Peah that he acquired legitimately, Vizarka, and he throws that Peah that he collected, Al Hashar, on some other patch, which he wants to be his Peah. That is to say, for example, a person gets, you know, a big armful of wheat, and then he throws that wheat onto some standing grain that is for payoff for anybody. The idea being that now he's sort of attempting to acquire that standing grain also. Ein lo vaklum, he gets nothing. Now, the way that the Bartner learns it is not perfectly clear, but like the Tosfos Yom Tov, it seems that what's happening here, like the Rambam as well, is that he is trying to beat the system to essentially take an unfair advantage and sort of find a way to acquire extra payoff fast than other people. And therefore, we're actually going to penalize him and make him get nothing. Ein lo baklum, according to the Rambam, seems to the Bartanura, certainly the Tosfos Yom Tov, is that he gets nothing, not even the grain he collected legitimately as payoff. We take it all away from him as a knas, as a penalty, so people shouldn't attempt to take an unfair advantage. Nafalo aleha, the Mishnah continues on, if he kind of lay on top of the standing grain, hoping that would be his kinyan. Or ufares, he spreads out taliso aleha, he spreads his, you know, his cloak on top of it, again, hoping that his person or his talis will acquire. That's not how it works. It is true that a person's dalaramos could acquire in like a simta, in like an alleyway, but not in someone else's field. So this is not an effective mode of kinyan. And therefore, ma'avir no so himenu, it doesn't work for him, and we remove it out from under him, meaning any other of the aniyim who've come to the field to get the peah can essentially reach under his belly or under his cloak and pull out that grain and keep it for themselves. His attempt to sort of acquire it does nothing. That's how the Tosfos Yom Tov learns, meaning that the second case isn't the penalty. It's just saying that this attempt at acquiring is ineffective, and we sort of just ignore him and can kind of stick our hands underneath him. That's how the Gra learns as well. The Rambam learns that in this case of the Mishnah, it's also a kanas, that is to say, by taking unfair steps and sort of to try get more than you deserve by lying on top of the grain or whatever the peah is to get an unfair advantage, or spread your cloak over it, your talis, so that actually you're penalized according to Rambam. And ma'avir no sohemeno, we take it out from under him, means we take everything, even whatever he previously collected, he loses everything, gets no peah as a penalty. V'chein beleket, same goes when it comes to leket, the stalks that fall. We haven't discussed leket in the Masechta really yet, but leket, as we'll see shortly, is one or two grains that fall during the actual reaping of them. That also is a separate mitzvah to leave those grains for the Neim, and if the Neim try to get an unfair advantage by acquiring leket through one of these tricks, again, they will lose out and perhaps be penalized, according to the Pshat I said before. V'chein be'omer ha-shichcha, and same goes for the forgotten bundle. Again, another mitzvah of shichcha we haven't discussed yet, but we'll discuss later in the Masechta, which says that forgotten bundles are left for the aniyim. If the ani, in our Mishnah, tries to hide the shichcha with, you know, piling other shichcha on it, he'd be penalized, according to Tosfos Yom Tov and the Rambam. And if he just lies on top of it, spreading out his talis, he will lose it according to Tosfos Yom Tov, and he'll actually be penalized according to Rambam.